This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for a November 11th, episode 1564, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
And happy Veterans Day, everybody.
United States Coast Guard.
I have a request on this Veterans Day. My request is to stop the hate for one day, to take this day to remember those soldiers, men and women, who regardless of how they felt about their commander-in-chief, whether they loved him or reviled him, they still went onto the battlefield and fought and died. Did they die because they believed in the president? Many of them didn't. They died because they believed in our country and what it stands for and what I believe our country still stands for. Would you have had the guts to storm that beach in Normandy to know that you had a 90% chance of dying in the sand that day? To jump on a grenade to save your friends? I'm not sure if I could have, but I hope I would have. 44 presidents have come and gone and we're still here. We'll still be here after this one. But there is one constant through all of those presidents, and that's the men and women who served and fought for our country. Just like those soldiers, our lives are defined by our own actions, not those of others, not those of any politician. They are defined about how we live our lives every day, every hour, every minute. So honor those who have fought and served today by being the best that you can be. Don't let the events this week define you. Don't let them rule your life. God bless our veterans, our servicemen and women, past and present. Now go into this day and into the rest of your life and make sure you live a life whose story is worth telling.
Amen, my brother. Well said. I know you're passionate about Veterans Day and you have family, and as do I, clearly, that are members of our armed forces. And I do want to say thank you to everybody and happy Veterans Day. So, with that being said, it's Friday. It's been a dramatic week. Let's have some fun today.
Yes,
Jennifer,
I am ready.
What's
I'm also on pain medication, so
oh,
look out.
Lord have mercy. Okay.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday Edition, Canada's very own Lauren Barnwick is going to join us again.
Go, Lauren.
And she has some... some inspiring stories from the Rio Paralympics that they very recently wrapped up. And then mid-show, the Horse Radio Network guest wrangler extraordinaire Denise is going to stop by with a live report from the 5th Annual American Heart Association Beach Ride in none other than Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Yep, she's riding her horse on the beach. And then after the break, we will pop open another week's worth of those nuggets of wisdom and irony, affectionately known. That's really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Actually, I noticed Denise just posted a picture. She's actually on her horse right now on the beach. So
I don't like her at all. Not one bit.
I knew she was going to make a lot of people jealous today. A lot of people jealous. Although, if it's any consolation, it was in the 40s here this morning, so it's got to be in the 30s up there.
I can take it.
All right, let's do a show. Well, my Daily Winnie goes out to Rosie and everybody else that is attending the Big E this weekend up there for Equine Affair in Massachusetts. They started posting pictures yesterday. You guys are the best representatives ever. We love when you go visit our sponsors, and Rosie was taking pictures with them all. We love when you visit our sponsors and tell them that you heard about them on the Horse Radio Network. That helps us a lot. It helps us keep our sponsors, and it just means a lot to them, too. So thank you so much for doing that. I know there's a meetup. I think it's 5:30 on Saturday. I have to look. I know the auditors are doing a meetup at somewhere at the Big E on Saturday around 5:30, and I think that's so cool too. We're and sorry we're not there to spend our thousands of dollars with you.
For those who don't know what the Big E is,
it is one of the largest equine affair expos in the country. It is huge. And it's got a little bit of a festival attitude, too, because they have a lot of carnival food and all that lining the outsides. And you take Congress, take Quarter Horse Congress, and kind of make it an all-around version and only lasting 3 days. But it's in Western Massachusetts. It's at this huge complex. I've been there a couple times, and it is a shopping mecca right before Christmas, and that's why it's so popular.
I'm in.
Yeah. So Debbie is there, set up with Monty Roberts, and then I know that she stopped by Redmond Equine, and I'm sure a bunch of our other sponsors there are there as well. I think Horse Lovers is there too. So yeah, that's what's going on at the Big E this weekend.
My Daily Winnie goes out to, and this is not the first time I've given this woman who will never listen to our show or come on, a Daily Winnie. Her name is Mandy Pope. Remember, she's the one that bought Havre de Grace for $10 million.
Oh,
she's
the one who spent
all the money on the broodmares at the sales. She just bought yesterday Unrivaled Belle, who was the 2010 Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic, then now the Distaff winner. And she paid $3.8 million for a brood mare. Amazing. Unrivaled Belle. Now, this mare comes out, and she's one of those like perfectly timed in her life, the dapple gray mare, very solid big mare, in full to tap it. So this is going to be, it's like a magical baby that's going to come out of Unrivaled Belle. And so in Fall to Tap It, bidding got all the way up to $3.8 million. She basically said she wasn't going home without her. She beat out a bunch of other men to try to get this mare. And just congratulations. Gosh, she just makes stuff to talk about. Mandy Pope does. Just you can't not talk about everything that she does. She's also the one that bought Groupie Doll, I think, for almost $4 million. So, congratulations. She said, I am done shopping. She's gorgeous. I'll breed her back to Tap It. What a hell of a racehorse. That's what it was about for me. She's a big size mare, rangy, good bone. I think she'll be a good fit for Tap It. It's very exciting. Yeah, it is exciting. She especially lives, when you watch those numbers climb, climb, climb.
She lives in Citrus, Florida, which isn't actually all that far from us.
No, but
Citra, Florida. I'm sorry.
She does keep the mares up in Kentucky. Yeah. Imagine paying $3.8 million for a horse and not seeing it every day.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be tough. What was also funny is that, and I never knew that they did this, you know how they come out on the Keeneland, there's a tote board above the horse that kind of counts the money as it's going up, 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 you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it says Keeneland and the hip number.
The Jumbotron.
Yeah, the Jumbotron, basically. Exactly. And then it says underneath in green that pregnant. And then underneath that in bright red, orange, like blood red, it says cribber. And they repeatedly said in the middle of the auction that this is a cribber. She's being sold as a cribber. I'm like, when did that stop people from buying racehorses? Is it me?
Well,
or
they all either crib or weave. I mean, it's like,
Do they put stall walker, you know, as a vice? I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was kind of, I've never seen that before.
Where does Mandy Pope's money come from? Do you know?
I was looking that up and it says she owns a business with her brother.
That's it?
We don't know what business? We've done this research before. I just can't remember.
I can't remember
either.
Didn't
have time to research.
She's one of our neighbors. You think we go over and visit Jennifer, have dinner?
No. Sure, we'll stop by.
Hi, Manny.
We're here.
And I was hoping we could hang out and get maybe an interview for Radiothon. There you go. That's your in.
That's it. Yeah, try that, Jennifer. You know, the name of her farm's right in the article there, Whisper Hill. You could just call her up. That's how you got Charlie Daniels.
You make a good point.
And I see her picture, and she looks very jolly, Mandy does, so... There you go, Jennifer.
Make that happen, Jennifer. Yep.
Hop, top, chop, chop, Jennifer. But call our guest first. All right. So we are. We spent last night. We actually got to watch over on the Auditor page a couple days ago. There was a post on there, and everybody was going crazy for the new Netflix show, The Crown, which is about Queen Elizabeth and how she came to power and her dad dying and all that stuff, and the current Queen Elizabeth, and she. And it's a 10-part series. Actually, they're doing 10 episodes for every 10 years of her reign. So she's been reigning now since the 50s. So it's going to be a long series. And it's done by BBC, a lot of the same people who did Downton Abbey. And it has the same feel as Downton Abbey, so you'll hate it. But it was excellent. We watched the first episode, immediately watched the second. We couldn't stop. It was very well done, very well acted. Some great actors in this. And, you know, of course, the set. It's one of the most expensive TV shows ever made because they keep having to rent these castles and things. The acting is terrific. It really does give you a feel for what things were like for the royal family back in the 50s. I read a couple articles that said, you know, it is based on true stories. Obviously, they don't know what was said behind closed doors. They do have letters and things they referenced, but all of the things that actually happened the way they happened. You know, some of the dialogue's made up, but the lady who is playing the queen is excellent. The guy who is playing her husband, Philip, looks just like a young version of Philip. I mean, just like him. It is very well done. I don't know if you're going to like it. You didn't like Downton Abbey too much. So you might like
this.
I
didn't even get through the first episode because it was a bunch of employees sitting around a table complaining.
Well, this is less employees and more royal family and what it, and the action from episode one is right there. You're just going to have to ignore all the hunting scenes. So you'll have to ignore those.
I'll love this one. I'm excited to see it, especially, you know, with my affinity towards Monty Roberts, and I'm dying to see if, like, at some point they mention.
Well, that'll be about 12 seasons or 7 more seasons, I think, till Monty would come in the picture.
Oh, so each season is 10 years.
10 episodes for each season. Or no, 10 years is each season. Yes, that's correct.
Oh.
So they're doing a decade for each season.
Cool.
So it's going to be a few decades yet, I think, till Monty comes into the picture. But there were some things I didn't know about. You know, the first couple episodes are about her dad getting sick and dying, and it takes you right into the action right away. But there were some things I didn't know about how the order of events, how that all happened. So it was very interesting, especially seeing we all feel like we know her, right? So it gives us some context.
Right.
I recommend it.
Cool. I can't wait to watch it. I'm waiting for Chad. He and I have talked about it. We're going to watch it together.
He would like this one because it is kind of action right away.
Cool.
Yeah. It's not a chick flick, I don't think. So how about you went and saw a movie or two, too?
I am the cartoon movie queen right now. That's all
You've
I
seen
do.
Seen everyone, huh?
Like, I'm talking about watching the queen, and it's going to have to be when Lucas is in bed. And so what I do when Lucas is not in bed is we go to movies. And I've saw two movies. I saw Trolls.
Okay.
And I
How
saw
was that one? I saw the previews and I wasn't sure.
It was really, really good.
Was it?
It was really cute. However, it was really scary. There's ogres in it, and there's like one bad ogre, and they're called Bergens. And the Bergens, basically, the Bergens are a bunch of ogres, and they're not happy. So every year, all the Bergens, they've captured all the trolls, and they eat a troll every year, and it makes them happy.
And this
for
is a
day.
Kids movie. We're gonna eat trolls in a kids movie.
They eat the trolls, so the trolls are trying to escape, and the Bergens
sounds
are
like Shrek,
to find
kind
them.
Of an adult version, you know.
But it was like Lucas was like, "Mom!" And I was like, "Do we need to leave?" And he's like, "No," and he's covering his eyes, and it was tremendously scary. But the music in it, okay, it's Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake. Gwen Stefani's in it. I mean, these voices. The voices that did it are just our musical generation right now, you know? So the music was amazing and the pictures were amazing. And Justin Timberlake is such a good actor. That guy can do no wrong. Seriously. That's like, even dudes love that guy. Like, he's the coolest. One thing I need to do before I go see cartoon movies is I really need to know who the voices are before I go in, because it makes me crazy. I'm like, who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
You weren't on your phone looking them up all through the movie?
I usually do that. I didn't do it in this one. And then I was like, Zooey Deschanel, the horse chick. She's in it too. So I did learn it. It was really, really good. Now, I saw another animated movie called Storks. Have you seen the commercials?
And it's about storks doing what storks do, right?
It was, I'm like, this is going to be the stupidest movie ever. A movie about storks. So here's the premise. Storks used to deliver babies, but now they don't deliver babies anymore from their baby factory. They deliver basically Amazon packages. And then by accident, a baby gets made, and then one stork decides to deliver that baby. And Andy Samberg is the main stork. And I freaking loved it. Loved it. I liked it better than Trolls. It was fantastic.
And it wasn't scary for the little one?
It wasn't scary. It's Andy Samberg, Jennifer Aniston, Ty Burrell is in it.
Do you mean Jennifer's finally done a successful movie?
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
She's done a lot of bombs,
too.
Yeah. Jordan Peele, Key and Peele are in it. Those two guys that do Comedy Central. The voice is in it. What's his name? Kelsey Grammer is in it. All these really, really big. I don't think they named it very well. Just called Storks. And it was like, who wants to watch a stupid movie about birds? Awesome. And I will tell you that I, at the end of it, Like, Chad had to turn in and he said to me, are you okay? Like, what is, are you okay? And I was bawling, like sobbing. And I think, and he's like, there's something going on with you. This is more than just this movie. And of course, like, you're having some troubles. And I was like, I mean, I just turned, like, I released everything I needed to release in the movie of Storks. And so Lucas was in the car yesterday.
You're a mess.
Oh my God, I was bawling. And I did tear up a little bit in Trolls too, because there's some really sad parts of it, but the scariness and the happiness outweighs the sadness in Trolls. The Storks, there was like, it was really funny, and it was the wolves are the funniest part in Storks. Hilarious. And then really sweet, and really, I maybe it was just me. I don't know. Has anybody else seen Storks? Probably. I don't think we're like the only ones.
You're the only one that's seen it in the whole country, I think.
Yeah. It was really, really good, though. So I recommend of the two of them. Lucas, which do you like better, Storks or Trolls?
Storks. There you go. Well, that's it, Jennifer. We were looking for a movie this weekend. We'll have to go see Storks. Well, let's thank you for that, Jamie. Let's go right now to our first guest, who was on our show July 27th. Before she headed off to the Paralympics, we got more reaction from listeners about her appearance on that show than almost any other guest we've had in 2016. She's a true inspiration. She represented Canada at the Olympics with an impressive 7th in grade 2 individual and 6th in grade 2 freestyle on her amazing horse Onyx. Hey, Lauren.
Hello.
Thanks for coming back.
Great to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Yeah, you've had a few adventures and some more coming here. Was it amazing?
Oh, of course. It's an experience that really, it's hard to even explain, but, you know, leading into it, you're wondering what the heck you're doing and why you're doing it, and this is ridiculous. And then you get there and you sort of take it all in and go, it's something that only very few people in their lifetime in the world get to experience. And it's incredible. And I always try to sort of breathe in that a moment when I arrive there and I'm in the village and there's just people everywhere, and you just sort of take it all in and go, yep, this is part of why I'm doing this.
This is why I do all that work.
Yeah. And then it's over and you're like, oh, great. Now what? Yeah. You know, it was interesting because there's always this hype. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, the negative and, you know, it's not going to be ready and, you know, mosquitoes and Zika. And let me tell you, when I got home from Florida, I got bit by more mosquitoes than I did the whole time that I was in Brazil.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about Onyx?
You know,
what
Brazil,
was that? I was going to ask you about your horse. Oh. Yeah. How did that go?
Well, he arrived very tired. He's a bit of an emotional traveler. And so the first few days he sort of had to take it easy. And then, the first day of competition, he was pretty steady. And then I started to notice that he was a little bit aggravated about his new living accommodations and not having turnout, and, sort of his annoyance built day by day. And I remember, you know, I told them, I'm like, he's not happy, guys. And they're like, it's okay, you'll be fine. I'm like, oh, well, good, because I'm the one Velcroed to the horse. So, you know, thanks for telling me, I'll be fine.
Did you remind him that most upper level Olympic dressage horses do not get turnout, and that he's just lucky?
I think he didn't know what he was signing up for, though, when he became my horse.
His Hanoverian attitude came out.
Yeah, he didn't read the fine print, that's for sure. yeah, so, you know, on the last day, you know, they advised me to give him a tap on the shoulder, and he levitated into the air and squealed, and I'm like, guys, he's not happy. And he didn't want to go in the arena, and once he got to the arena, but not the actual, like, in the arena, but, you know, around it, he shared with, well, everybody exactly what he thought about that, and practiced a little Levad and Capriel twice. And
oops.
Well, you got to practice those at some point.
Maybe a little warning heads up would have been good. It was funny because Trottle, my groom and assistant coach, she had to snap onto him and walk him around the outside of the arena, and she got a hold of my rein, and I'm like, Trottle, I'd really like my rein back. I'd feel much better if I had my rein, and she's cursing at him in German while walking around the outside of the arena. And, you know, the bell went, and I'm like, okay, Trottle, you got to let go. She's like, well, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm going to try and go in that arena over there. And she's like, no, but what are you going to do? And I'm like, well.
Okay, that wasn't helping.
Yeah, I know. I only have 20 seconds to get in the ring now. I need you to let go. And she's like, well, are you going to trot? And I'm like, well, I have 60 seconds of walk work in the beginning of my test. And then I'm going to ask him and see if he'd like to trot. So, you know, it was, we had to play it safe, even though that wasn't our original plan. We were going to go for gusto, but, you know, I was the only Canadian to make it into the freestyle, and I'd be damned if I wasn't going to make it through it. So we did, we made it through it. And there you go. That was all we had.
Well, you did pretty well though, for just making it through it.
It was all right. Or, you know, I'm a freestyle rider, and that's what I really am and passionate about. And I always look forward to it because you get to add, you know, what your horse is good at. And, you know, you don't have to do something at the individual letter. So, like, if you're not feeling it, or you're, you know, you just have this space to be creative and you know. So for me to have to sort of be like, so would you like to trot now? It would be great because the music changed, you know, instead of saying, and, you know, off we go. That was all right. You
know, please trot.
For my fourth game. Yeah. But, you know, Rio really came through. You know, everybody was so worried, and, you know, the government made a bid on the games, and they came through. In my mind, the facilities were great, and it was like 20-minute drive to the facilities, and you know, overall, it was a really great experience. You know, my teammate fell off after her test; her horse bolted, and she fell off, and so we laughed because, you know, she got the most dramatic exit, and I got the most dramatic entrance.
So well, we can count on the Canadians.
Yeah, right. Well, the gasping of the crowd actually what scared me more. I was like, wow, that must have been an impressive buck and rear. So, yeah, anyhow. Yeah, made it through and made it home. And Onyx and I will not be continuing on. Our partnership is dissolved because Canada owns him, and we're going in different directions now. So,
Well, let's. I was just going to say, let's talk about that direction you're going. You're going to be riding a whole different ball game here, a different saddle, pretty soon, and tell everybody about that.
Yeah. Well, one of my passions is to be, you know, a master horseman, and so not just, you know, be stuck in one discipline. I find that the more I learn about other disciplines, the more I can bring to each discipline. So, I'm competing for WPR World Para Reining. For Canada, it's the first time they're going to have a team competition at the AQHA World Show in Oklahoma. It's para reining, and we have two riders coming down from Canada, and there's almost 30 riders competing. We have Germany, Austria, Holland, I think, and four teams for the USA. So it's really exciting. I'm riding this great horse, Turbo. Loaned to me by Lisa Coulter, who's a Canadian reiner.
Oh, yeah, we know Lisa well.
And, yeah. So she's loaned me her horse and is my coach for this show, obviously because she's Canadian. And I'm pretty excited. It's kind of like dressage on drugs. You know, the first time I did it, it was sort of, I went around going, I think I'm doing it. You know, I think I'm doing it. And at the end, I'm like, holy crap, I did it. It's so different because here's the thing is like you're riding around and you have these people who are hooting and hollering and screaming and whistling. Woo, woo, yeah! And I'm like, who the hell are you? Do I know you? Are you cheering for me? In dressage, we get eliminated if people were doing that on the sidelines.
Right.
So I think, you know, yeah, that's the great thing about it is just the support and the cheering and the excitement. And it's a different ball game, but fun, a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to doing it this weekend.
Do you have to use different adaptations for the Western saddle than you do the English saddle?
Well, a little bit. It's already got its own built-in no shit handle, right?
Right. So, yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't have to have one put on. And I do have some straps. I won a saddle last year. I won the world show last year. And so luckily I won a saddle. So I have a saddle, a Western saddle, and I have like a gel cushion, some straps, and but it's not, I don't need to adapt it as much as the dressage saddle. It's the different concepts allows me to sit easier. And obviously the horse doesn't have the same elevation and cadence that the dressage horse does. You know, it's a choppier trot, but a real nice canter.
This is my complete lack of knowledge here, but this question came in my mind with the sliding stops, because they sit so differently than you do in dressage for any movement. Is that more difficult the way you're sitting and the way you're strapped in or not?
No.
Okay.
No, it's awesome. Well, it's kind of like a duck landing in water, right? So you come into it. And then the hind end sits down, right?
Right.
If it were the front end that went down, well, I'd have a problem. But the hind end sits down and you kind of just sit in there and you're like, whoa, you know, and when it happens, you know, it's when they don't slide, that's the problem. Like when they sort of like, chook, 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 you know, you feel like a pogo stick bouncing in the ground. But when they actually slide and scooch, it's an incredible feeling. And the spins as well. I mean, like, you just sort of sit there and away you go. I get a little dizzy still. So sometimes when people see me, like, sort of rocking back and forth on my horse afterwards, I'm like, I just need a moment.
I often wonder why people don't get dizzy doing that.
Yeah, I think the more you do it, I'm hoping the more you do it, the less you get dizzy.
The easier to get.
Yeah, but they've done a really good job adapting it to the different grades for para. So like grade one riders, they only walk. But the cool thing is you've got these quarter horses that can walk. And so you do like a fast walk, a slow walk. And on the rundown, they've made it so that you can jog down, you can trot down. And then in the grade two, we only trot our circles, a fast trot, slow trot. But then on the rundown, we're allowed to canter because it's a straight away, which is easier. And so, you know, that's the cool part is when you pick up the slope and off you go. And these horses, as they pick up the speed, it's kind of like you get this perma smile on your face with a holy crap feeling, and then they stop. So, you know, it's a totally different sport, but an incredible feeling. And, the program is being recognized worldwide.
And when do you go to Oklahoma?
We leave today. I have one more training session here in about 30 minutes. And we drive up there today and we get to ride tomorrow. It's really weird because I got to see the schedule. And our ride times in the competition arena are between, like, I think it's at 12 a.m. and like 1:30 a.m. It's like, I'm like,
who's what? Awake at 1:30 a.m.?
I guess, you know, in this culture, you know, they're competing all
through
the night. Well,
I did hear a discussion about that the other day, and they're trying to figure out ways that the Western riders don't have to ride at 2 in the morning and change the shows so that they can fit everybody in during, you know, at least normal hours, because that's just crazy. It throws throws the horses off. It's just nuts. So they are working on that. Well, I know you got to go ride. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on this trip, and we'll have you back after to find out how you did.
You're welcome. Thank you. Really enjoy being on and appreciate it.
No pee-offs during your test, okay?
Well, let's not do
no caprioles on this one. All right, wrong test. Different thing altogether.
Yeah, none of that.
None of that.
Just get the butt in the ground.
That's right. See you, Lauren. Okay. Good job.
Bye for now. Yeah.
There's one brave girl.
She's amazing.
All right.
When I did the spins on Chrome, Monty's horse, I almost threw up. So good luck with that, sister. I didn't want to tell her that.
All right. We're going to hear from KPP, our title sponsor, and then go to Denise, who's on the beach in Myrtle Beach.
Never.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Researchers have confirmed that as horses age, they naturally become less sensitive to insulin and more susceptible to health problems caused by too much sugar in the diet. One way to reduce the sugar content in a horse's diet is to replace sugar-laden grains with a high-fat supplement. Fat is an extraordinary energy source. It is readily utilized by the horse and contains more than 2 times the calories of sugary grains. Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran is an excellent fat supplement. It contains a balanced calcium to phosphorus ratio and won't cause mineral imbalances when added to the diet. Its all-natural ingredients are high in healthy fat and fiber. Best of all, Equijoule allows owners to easily replace the calories previously supplied by sugary grains. When you need to add healthy calories to your horse's diet, choose Equijoule. To learn more, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
And now we're going to head off to our next guest. I don't know if you were there, Jamie. So we're going to head off to our next guest. We have
I'm here, there? And, okay. And I just have a really big helper in the room with me.
And that's going well.
Yeah, yes. Super helpful, really good. We're going to talk to our guest wrangler. She books all the guests for our shows and has for a little while now. Her name is Denise, and I pretty much hate her right now. So, good morning, whatever.
Good morning. Don't hate me. I had a long drive in an old truck to get here.
Oh, you poor baby! You had a long drive in a truck to get to the beach to ride on it with your horse. I'm crying right now. I'm sad for you.
No, don't cry. And I actually got up this morning. I never get up early. And I got up this morning and rode on the beach at sunrise.
Oh, how amazing. Okay, where are you? What are you doing? What is this thing? And then we'll get to how I can go.
You can go. I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I am at a fundraising ride for the American Heart Association. It's an annual ride they've been having for, I think, this is the 35th year they've had this ride. I've been going for about 20 years, and the ride is, they raise about $300,000 every year for the American Heart Association. There's a fee to ride. Attracts about 1,200 horses and riders every year, and they all come. They all have to camp. We camp ocean front. It's just an awesome ride. So there's not even you don't even have to trailer to the beach. Once you're here for 4 nights, and you camp ocean front, ride your horse, unlimited riding on the beach. You ride right to the beach from your campsite. It's just a big party. It's a lot of fun, and for.
Where are the horses staying? Are they on tie lines on the beach with you, or are there stables?
Actually, everybody has to bring their own. Everybody's got their own arrangement. So, like, I have a portable corral, and my horse is in his portable corral. And some people are using, you know, electric, you know, just little electric fences. There's a few people that are high tying here, but they have no stalls because this campground is normally just like an RV campground. And once a year, they open it for this ride. This is the only time they ever open it for horse riders is once a year. So it's not set up for horses normally.
Gotcha. So in my world, people would have their horses on the tie lines and then in the portable corrals and everybody's horse would be super well behaved. And Zeus would have then untied himself and maybe freed a couple of his friends and then run away and galloped around the beach. Does that happen or is everybody pretty well-behaved? Would I be that girl?
Well, you could conceivably be that girl because there are always a few of that girls around. In fact, yesterday morning, I woke up to hear somebody screaming, loose horse, grab a lead rope. And of course, you know, you always jump up and say, oh, you know, it's got to be my horse, you know. So right. I jumped out of bed, you know, and it wasn't my horse. And I don't even know what happened because whoever was chasing the horse was long gone by then. But there are loose horses and that kind of thing. But I'd say about 70% of the people who come are people, these are like weekend warrior trail riders. They go, some of these people, and if you saw the rigs that were here, some of these people do this every weekend of their life, or maybe they're on the road all the time. I don't know. But these people are professional horse campers.
Gotcha. Yeah. These are the kind of people that go everywhere. Yeah.
They are. One of these trailers I saw, I don't know. I need to go and see if they'll let me see the inside, because I swear it looked like it was a 2-story horse trailer.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's how serious.
Minnie's on top. Minnie's on top.
I know. It was crazy. I was like, how do they get the horses all the way up there where the windows are, way up in the top of this trailer?
Those things are amazing. And you're right. You do see those in like the people that are retired. And this is what they wanted to do, is travel the world with their horses. So this is something that happens once a year. It's been going on for 35 years. When you talk about all these fancy trailers and fancy rigs, what are you living in right now?
Well, I'm in my little 2-horse gooseneck trailer. It's not fancy. All my stuff is piled everywhere. I'm basically sleeping in the gooseneck with my clothes and my luggage.
Awesome.
I'm on the roughing it in. I'm lucky because my mother lives here in Myrtle Beach. So yesterday she brought us a big pot of chili and we plugged it in. They do have electric hookups here. So, cool. You know, you at least aren't completely roughing it. So I have electricity. I have my Big Mac computer set up inside my gooseneck.
Because I didn't give her any time off. She has to keep working. And she works for us, so that means you make no money, so you actually sleep in the gooseneck of a 2-horse trailer. You're lucky to have it. That's right.
That's okay. It could be way worse.
Well, there are people sleeping
in tents out here.
So there was like 1,400 people on the beach at the same time riding their horse?
Well, the big ride is actually like they have a 20-mile beach ride, which is the official like ride of the ride.
Right.
And that's on Saturday.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's when everybody rides approximately the same time. During the earlier part of the week, people ride kind of at will.
Now,
so there are people on and off the beach.
Have you cleared out the bikini-clad girls, and are you riding around them?
It's been a little chilly, but it may be warm enough for that today. And if so, I'll certainly get some pictures for you, Glenn.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I just had this picture of all these people on the beach with their families and their fried chicken, and all of a sudden they're being descended on by 1,400 horses cantering down the beach. That's what I had pictured in my mind, and being scared out of their minds.
Well, and the one thing about this ride that's interesting is that they've just recently outlawed horseback riding completely on the beach in Myrtle Beach. So the only time of year you can even ride your horse on the beach in Myrtle Beach anymore is during this ride.
So the American Heart Association got an exemption. They were like, that's cool.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, so the American Heart Association got an exemption?
Yes, they get a special permit every year for that. And
is going to increase the numbers if you can't go riding anytime you want.
Well, this campground's at capacity. They can't have, this is the maximum they can have. So this ride sells out every year.
How far can you go on the beach? I know Myrtle Beach, I've been there many times, and it's a, you know, if you include all the beaches, there's North Myrtle and Myrtle and all of that. And you can go for a long time. So is it a long ride?
Well, on the Saturday, the big day of the ride, you ride 10 miles up the beach and 10 miles back. And that's the official ride. And if you make it to the midway point, they serve you lunch. And so they do a catered lunch if you make it the 10 miles, and then you turn around and come back. And then on the other days, you can only ride, I think it's about 3 or 4 miles up and down the beach that you can go the other days.
I'm curious, have you seen any interesting different horses that, you know, other than quarter horses?
Well, I can say that all the breeds almost are represented. There's a big group of Icelandic people that show up every year.
Oh, that's
they
cool.
go first. There are
they go first. Yeah.
Yeah. There are gypsy vanners here. There are a ton of people that come with carts. There have been mules.
Oh, really?
With wagons.
I could take my cart on the beach?
Yes, you sure can. In fact, this morning, I should have gotten a picture for you. There was a horse-drawn carriage with 2 horses on the beach with an American flag going up and down the beach at sunrise this morning.
Oh, that's Jennifer. Well, next year, Jennifer, on the road.
Yeah. Now, oh, it's great. I mean, there are a bunch of carriages out here.
So that begs the question, you know, when you're walking on the beach, it can be incredibly difficult to walk through the deep sand. So are you guys right down by the water in like the firm packed area? What's the footing like for this ride?
It's a little softer this year than it has been some other years. And I noticed it was kind of sinky when we were riding, and they kind of caution everybody to not overdo it with their horse, you know, especially these horses that aren't conditioned to this type of riding.
Hey.
I would say I felt like it was kind of soft this morning. Now, I rode this morning and my nice steady horse decided he didn't like somebody who was riding down the beach on horseback carrying an American flag. And he decided to turn around and leave the planet with me. And so I had an impromptu gallop that wasn't planned.
Hence the reason she didn't get a photograph for you.
Yeah, Glenn. Exactly.
Yeah, that was part of the reason I couldn't get photographs, because I had a hard time taking any video till he settled down, because he was very excited about that. And he's usually awesome, but he just
I'd have to get like big balloon tires for my cart, or I'd sink.
I'll get some pictures of some of the carts that are on the beach.
Track down those drivers and find out what cart carriage they have and where they got their wheels.
Yeah, where they got their wheels.
I will do that. And let me also tell you, too, with this ride, they do a bunch of events. It's sort of like, I compare it to a bike week for horse people.
Yeah.
So last night they had a poker ride in the campground for the horse riders. So everybody, you know, went around and collected their poker cards. Today they'll do a parade later today, like a costume parade. I'm not riding it, and I don't think this year, but I have before. But it's huge, and people dress up and parade around the campground with their horses.
Okay, Denise, last time I was in Myrtle Beach, I had to pick up a car, and it was bike week. And I was driving down to pick up the car in Myrtle Beach, and one of the biker bars was right along the main road, and the girls were taking off their tops on the stage. So does that happen at your particular bike week?
All the retirees and their
topless. Your mind would go there. No, it's not like that. It's a very it's very low key in that regard.
Okay,
no,
it's, good. Okay, good. Just checking.
But they have vendors and they have photographers and just, you know, everything you can imagine here. And the great thing about this campground too is it's very self-contained. It's basically, they have restaurants on site, they have coffee shops, they have everything. It's glamping. It is definitely glamping.
Very well said.
I'm signed up. Jennifer's already signed up for next year, I think. So,
all right. What's the website people can go to if they want to sign up?
I don't think they'll be signing up anybody until probably January or February, because they haven't set the dates for next year.
Will you let us know?
But yes, I definitely will. Now I can't remember the actual website. I'm terrible.
All right, that's all right. We'll find it, post it, and you'll let us know when we can actually get tickets. Because Jennifer, this is serious. She wants to go to this.
You definitely.
I put the website address in the show notes, guys.
Okay. Yeah. It's
okay.
Oh, it's,
and you can also find them on Facebook. They have a Facebook page, and it's called American Heart Association Beach Ride. I believe is what the Facebook
page is.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Well, thanks, Denise, and have fun tomorrow with the large group. Be safe.
Absolutely. I'll post lots of pictures.
All right.
Have
yeah,
fun.
Definitely do that. Bye, Denise.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Does
Bye.
That sound like fun or what?
Oh, my God. It sounds amazing. Jennifer, I was trying to avoid saying horsebackbeachride.kintera.org/faf/home/default/.asp/? I don't know. So I was hoping there was a Facebook page, and it worked out.
Yeah, there we go. Well, that's really cool. And I know she's done that for a lot of years, and the pictures are amazing. And Myrtle Beach is fun anyway. But wow, that would be cool. Now, we'll have to learn a couple things before we go, Jennifer. One is we'll have to learn how to get our horses to stay contained overnight in a campground.
Yeah, that's
the first thing. The second thing is we have to get them enough.
Well, we know you can pick it out, Scooter. Just tie him to a dog rope. He's fine.
Yeah, he's okay. Now, the other thing I'm concerned about is Scooter could make it about 10 feet on the beach right now without dying of a heart attack. So we'll have to definitely work on that whole conditioning
thing. Well, that's better.
Fitness.
He won't be bolting.
No, he won't be bolting. That's for sure.
10 miles in, you make that turn around, they're not going to race home. They're 10 miles
that's
in.
That's right.
It would be cool just to see all the different horses, especially if they have that contingent of all those different horses. That'd be cool. Not just all quarter horses and, you know, boring brown ones. So, cool. That's neat. Next year, Jennifer, let's go. Chop, chop.
Sign up.
Do they have a hotel nearby that we could keep our horses at? Because, you know, that is camping.
I'd be like, so you guys are going to sleep here.
Yes.
I'll see you in the morning.
Because we have a two-horse trailer without a front to sleep in. So I'm not exactly sure how that would happen.
Front seat of the truck, baby.
Well, we have to talk about Ovation a little bit. You know, I saw a couple posts on our auditor page. I don't know if you noticed that, Jamie, but a couple of our listeners have taken spills here in the last week.
I got to talk about one last night.
All right. Well, the one listener, and I'm not going to mention her name because I don't want to embarrass her, but she took a spill and hit her on her head, a bad spill, cracked her helmet. Cracked the thing. Ooh. So, you know, she was hurting a little bit and had a little bit of a concussion, and even with the helmet on, and, you know, had the ribs and all of that stuff going on. So we want to wish her, and there was another one that fell off and hit their helmet. So, you know, they're going to be looking for new helmets, and I know there's a place that we love for helmets, and you're going to tell us about it. But what happened last night?
Oh my gosh. You know that pony that I took to Monty Roberts? The little halflinger.
Perfect now and all good?
Totally perfect.
Yeah.
I am at a complete loss. Yesterday we're out. He's being lazy. He's just been a different pony. And this little girl who owns him bought a brand new helmet, you know, a couple weeks ago, and got like the blingy Ovation helmet, the kind of expensive one. Oh boy, she's going to need a new one because I don't know what happened, and I'm going to try to write a letter to Monty and just ask, because I am so frustrated. I think the first thing we're going to do is try to make a diet change, but he's trotting around and it's just like, okay, let's trot the cross rail. And I was on Zeus ahead of him, and I just trotted Zeus over the cross rail, and she's behind me and she goes to trot. Before he even made the turn to the cross rail, he just took off and bucked her off. And she went flying, and was one of those spills where, like, she got kind of caught under his feet.
Oh, that's never good.
No. And so she's like, I'm okay. And I'm like, no, you're definitely not okay. You need to go home. And I was like, and you need to leave that pony here. So Special Pony ended up working for another hour and a half. After that,
with a special
bigger rider. Yes. And the problem is, like, he's great with me, you know, but that doesn't do her any good. So I'm talking right now. I'm doing a commercial. But she's going to need a new Ovation helmet is the whole thing. But anyway, on a side note, I am super mad at this pony and really frustrated. And I just think he's more suitable for an adult rider. Sorry. I'm kind of taking over the ovationriding.com. They're the best. And, you know what? She got kicked in the head by her pony and she's fine. She's fine.
Well, that part of her is fine anyway.
That part's fine. She gets some bumps and bruises. She needs Ovation bubble wrap is what she needs to come out with. Anyway, on a side note, I'm really frustrated because he's fine with adults. I just think she's not strong enough. And, you know, I'm not the type that wants to overbit him. And it doesn't matter what bit you have in his mouth. This is just an unpredictable nature of a draft pony, you know? Yeah. So,
certain ones of them are great. And like any other horse, certain ones of them have challenges.
Yes.
I don't know anything about that.
Your pony's
perfect. Mine's perfect. OvationRiding.com. You have your selection of helmets from very affordable ones to very high end ones and everything in between. Which one's the one that you get all the time? The Protege?
I usually get the Ovation Schooler, but I've moved up in the world because I like the one with the pinstripe along the top. And I think, let me see here. Let me find
They have the Sync and then the Elite.
That's the one.
The Sync.
The Sync.
They're cool looking. Yeah.
Yes. Really cool. I like the Ovation Sync. And she ended up getting the one with the like, it's got some pink bling going around the front. And even it's the glitz. And even the glitz for being the expensive one is $100.
Yeah.
And I just saw a post of somebody on Happy. There's a page called Happy Mustangs. And somebody was like, I need to get a helmet. And my head is oval shaped and I can't find a helmet to fit. So she's like, I found this one particular brand of helmet and it's $500. Is it worth it? I was like, no, go put on an Ovation helmet. I have an oval shaped head too. And you can just turn the dial in the back and make it fit. And you spend $50. I don't know what makes helmets $500. They're all certified exactly the same.
It's a name brand thing. It's like buying a Coach bag instead of the cheap imitation from China.
Okay. That's
I'm not saying that these helmets are cheap imitations, but it's just a name thing. You know, and any handbag will carry your wallet, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and in this case you're right. They're all approved. So
they're all approved for the same thing. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, the difference. I always thought that my more expensive helmet I would use on cross country because I was like, it's more expensive. It's got to be safer. And then somebody pointed out they're all certified. It's not like one's going to do better than the other. They're all the same right on the inside. So at any rate, OvationRiding.com.
OvationRiding.com is where you can find that and a whole bunch of other stuff. Christmas is coming. You're going to be able to find a ton of gifts with Ovation products as well. We have a special song for you today, and Jamie's going to tell you why.
Sad news. Unfortunately, the poet and author and Canadian recording artist Leonard Cohen passed away, and he is the one who wrote the song Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The haunting song that Jeff Buckley covered. And it was also, as Glenn pointed out earlier, it was in Shrek.
That's what I do.
That's what he knew. So, you know, for to have a little bit of like, we're going to pour a little out for Leonard Cohen here and play. We can't play his song because then we get fined. But Tiffany DeRose, one of our artists that we play on this show all the time, did a cover of Hallelujah. And so we're going to play her version. So here you go. Cheers, Leonard. Song's for you.
Your flesh.
Damn,
there was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you?
God, that girl,
she can sing.
Can sing the phone book, man. And it doesn't matter. That song gives you goosebumps. I don't care who sings it.
Well, and she, yes, you're absolutely right. And there's been some great versions. I posted a version on my Facebook page today, and it, you know, it's another good version of it by Pentatonix.
Oh, that one's ridiculous.
On the beach. Oh, that one's really good. And you know, you're right. Although I've heard some bad versions of it, but those two in particular are really good. And Tiffany's an opera singer, actually.
If I could sing like her, I would do the show, the show like singing. This. It's time for really bad ads. No. Seriously. And you would love it because I would be amazing.
You would be amazing. I would let you sing the whole show like that. She's an opera singer, travels the world singing opera and things. So, you know, it's just...
My life would be High School Musical. I would just bust into song.
You'd be the most annoying person ever.
But people would be drawn to me because I was amazing.
I don't care how good you sing. Hey, I've gotten a couple messages from people I mentioned earlier in the show that I just mentioned my leg and painkillers in the same sentence. So now I've gotten all these messages. I don't know what I did my leg. A couple of weeks ago, it started hurting. It's to the point now where by the end of the day, I can barely walk. I can hardly even put my socks and shoes on. I went to the doctor yesterday and she did x-rays of my back and my leg to determine if it was anything that I broke and didn't know. Or that there was a tumor. She was concerned about that too. So nothing there. They didn't find anything. So now I have to go to a muscle. They think I tore. What's the great big muscle that goes from like your hip and your butt all the way down the front of your leg and around your knee? That big long muscle there. They think maybe I tore that one. So I have to go to the
muscle
doctor.
You could ask me what muscle that is on a horse. I can tell you.
I figure
it
might be the same. I don't know. Ellen can probably tell. Ellen's listening. Dr. Ellen is listening right now. She could probably tell me what that muscle is. But anyway,
I can look up the muscle, but I could never pronounce it.
Yeah.
I think it's your quad.
It's like an ITM or there's the initials for it or whatever. But anyway, I have to go to a muscle doctor now and see what the story is because they don't show up on x-rays. It'd be nice if they did, huh?
Get an ultrasound.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the next steps, I think, too. But she gave me this pain medicine, which I'm not going to take a lot of. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, my gosh. You can't. You can't.
I wouldn't be doing the show right now. It's just like, so that's what's going on. I'm not dying. I didn't fall off a horse. And I didn't. And Scooter, it doesn't involve Scooter. It's not an injury from Scooter either. I want to clarify that. You would think it would be, but it's not. So.
Yeah.
Just clarifying. How's your knee? You busted that up the other day, too.
All better.
Oh, you're walking
I was just
again?
Old.
Okay.
Just one of those, like, I jumped in the back of the truck playing hide and seek and twisted my knee. But when I woke up, it was a little stiff, but it was fine. Gosh, I hate complaining about pain. That's my mother. My mother complains
I know.
About pain.
I wasn't going to complain about it either, but I got these messages like, I better answer the question. That's what's going on.
I got you. No, I'm not judging.
Hey, it doesn't stop me from sitting in front of the microphone. So
exactly.
We're all good. It's that time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for really bad ads. That time of the week when we read some ads that were submitted by listeners, usually from Craigslist. And they're usually not very good. That's why we have a little fun with them. And we have prizes every month. We put everybody's name in a hat that submits an ad, whether you're on the air or not. And then we draw a prize at the end of the month, and you get to win it. Last month, we gave away a prize that the listener is absolutely loving and saying absolutely works. We're going to get her on for a review, and we'll talk about that some more. But, Jennifer, can you tell us about one of today's prizes, or one of this month's prizes?
Yes, I can. The folks over at dailyracingfunnies.com contacted me the other day, and they are now selling their 2017 365-day page-a-day calendar. You know those really cool calendars everybody gets for Christmas that you plop on your desk, and it makes you smile once every morning when you look at your calendar, and then you flip it over and use it for notes. Well, she's taken a racing funny and put it on every single page for the entire year, and you can get one of those if you win this month, and it's a $33 value.
Wow, and I have something to add to that. Daily Racing Funnies are very funny, too. I like the Daily Racing Funnies. So now, I have something to add to that, too. In addition to that, we are going to give away one of the brand new books. It's just out, and every woman in the audience is going to want this book. Men, you might want it, too, but for a different reason. It's Long Reigning with Double Dan Horsemanship. So we have Dan James and Dan Steers wrote a book about long reigning, and they were kind enough, because they knew it would sell more books, to include about 5,000 pictures of themselves in this book.
Are they shirtless?
Let me look. I'm looking. No, they all seem to have shirts. They might have done this in the fall because they're wearing jackets.
Dang it!
But it is pictures of the Double Dans together with horses. What more do you want? Now, the men might want to buy the book because of the content, but you're going to want the book for both the content and the pictures in the book. And we're giving away one of those, too, to the winner this month. So there you go. Brand new book just out. Let's do this.
Glenn, before you get to the first ad, just so everybody knows, we are trying really hard to get a first guest for our first hour on Radio Zon.
I thought you had this booked. I was going to quit.
I'm still working on mine. It's hard to schedule somebody like that. I'm trying to schedule
at the level of what? Yes.
But we tried to do an interview yesterday. Was it yesterday or Monday? Seriously, I don't know how many times Stuart Pittman in our discussion of holidays and Radiothon and fantasy rides used the word erection in our interview.
Yeah, we'll be cutting that part out.
I mean, is it so far away from Christmas? Like, we have the George on. We're like, George, we're going to talk to you about the holidays. Great. 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, George, how's the I hate the holidays. That's our first one. Okay, we can't use that. Our second one is, who's your fantasy ride? Well, I would really love to ride, you know, this horse. But you know what? He gets a big erection every time he's about to race. I'm like, no, we can't use that either.
I am so glad he wasn't live. That would have been bad.
Oh, my God.
I would have had to drop him. Oh, we lost Stuart.
I think it's because it's just we're a little too far out from the holidays.
And the election, and everybody's in a bad mood. We have to change that. It's Radiothon coming up. The prizes are now over $4,000. It's time to change gears, people.
Time to change gears.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Right.
I just had
well,
to throw
we are
going to
use those interviews. I just have to be creative in my editing.
Don't edit the George. He is the George. You can take out the word erection.
Yeah, I'll take out that part of
at least all 15 or 17 of them.
See, we know this is going to be played in classrooms now. We don't really want that to happen.
Yeah, Glenn's got a kid.
I have
filter.
To keep my hand on the beat button that day. Jeez. it's been a year. Well, our first ad was sent in by, speaking of Double Dans, this is Double Oat. Yep, Double Oat sent this one in. A gelding, $500 in Portland, Oregon. Looking to rehome our... Oh, by the way, there's a theme in all today's, Jamie, and that is extreme honesty.
Oh, good.
You're not going to have to read between the lines on any of these today. There's a theme. Gelding, $500, Portland, Oregon. Looking to rehome our 6-year-old gelding. He is a great little horse that stands around 15 hands, I think. My girlfriend said she wanted to train a horse, but has not made the time to actually do it. And I'm tired of watching him eat my paycheck. I'd like to know... I don't know much, but what I do know is this. Number one, if you don't fuss with him every day, you can't catch him. Number two, he will get in a trailer. Number three, he needs some confidence building. And number four, he is very smart and can get away with stuff. Other than that, you'll just have to ask since I don't know what else to put in here. Thanks, Mark.
Okay. Let's read between the lines. If you don't fuss with him every day, you can't catch him.
Yep.
If you don't feed him every day, we don't feed him every day.
No.
He'll get a trailer because he did that when he came here. He'll need some confidence building. He is a spooky, flighty, flying on a kite, flying a kite on a lead rope kind of horse. And he's smart, which means he can open the gate and run away.
Yep, that's right.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Is that the horse?
You saw how a horse husband, this is the part he understood. This is all he understands right there. And the main part was he eats his paycheck.
Eats his paycheck.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. All right. Melanie sent the next one in. Thank you, Melanie. ISO Mini will trade in search of Mini. ISO of a Mini as a companion for another pony. Will have a knowledgeable, loving home. Will not be ridden. If colt or stallion, will be gelded. Have an authentic, brand new leather coach bag to trade. This is a beautiful bag for every day or fancy parties or first dates. New tags not attached, but included. As you can see, it cost us $489. Tell me what you got. Need it by next week.
It's one of those Chinese knockoffs he bought for $25.
Chad's been to Korea. He's brought me home. I have coach purses. I mean, I have plenty of them. I'll trade one for a horse. Good luck with that. That's a weird trade.
Yeah, that is the strangest trade we've ever had.
Usually, I've got this damn mini in the backyard, and I can't freaking what to do with it. I will trade it for anything, especially a coach purse. I don't even care if it's fake.
The next one that we have is actually one of our listeners reading it, and their name is Nurses HR. So that's, I don't know the real name, but let's find out. Maybe.
Here's an ad from the Pensacola area. I'm looking to sail my registered quarter horse gelding for a small price to assure he gets the home he deserves. He had a bit of laminitis, which my farrier is working on. Anyone can ride. His toes need a couple more trims before the decision be made on front rubber shoes. He will greet you in the pasture, loves attention. My kids adore him, but at the moment I can't afford to care for him. I'm moving soon, and he deserves someone who can pay more attention. If you're looking, he best suits a child, I think, because him and my four-year-old are down like four flat tires. Laugh out loud. Let me know if interested. $200 to an approved home only. Thank you. P.S. He had surgery on his ear by vet, and that's how it healed. There's a picture. He's slow and would do good on short trail rides for pleasure use only. No rodeo gigs. Thanks. As a side note, this 20-year-old horse did sell.
No rodeo gigs.
No rodeo for you.
Don't make him no bucking horse.
That's funny. All right, let's go.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's a trailer.
This is a 48 Chev Suburban horse trailer for the bargain price of $2,000. And it does have a title. It looks like the mystery machine from Scooby-Doo without an engine.
It kind of does, actually.
I don't even know what I'm looking at. It's called a vintage 1948. I mean, you can't put a horse in there, right?
Yeah. It looks like you could. There's a tailgate in the back. You know what this is? Jennifer found this on a website. Jennifer, tell us about this website you found.
I actually found two of these websites. Oh, now I have to find my page again so I can tell you.
Give me a page. It's a website called GoHeartland.com, and they have vintage vehicles.
I love that show.
They have vintage vehicles that you can buy. This is a Chevy Suburban horse trailer, and it's the back end of the Chevy Suburban, it looks like. But it's 1948, and they make them into yard art. So basically, they're making all these old horse trailers into yard art.
Well, yeah, right? And they have all kinds of old, rusty relic car. I figured it out now. Whenever you have an old, rusty relic of a vehicle or trailer of any sort, you need to send it out west to the dry Midwestern states, and there they will sell it for thousands and thousands of dollars for yard art. Us Yankees are
$2,000 they want for this orange beast.
Yeah.
It is not.
awesome.
Okay. Okay.
The wheels are actually underground.
Yeah, they're buried. I don't think they're just flat. They're just buried.
They're buried. They're just buried.
I'm on their website right now, and they are selling a 57 Ford station wagon converted into a trailer. The entire front half of the car is gone. Where did it go?
It's in somebody else's yard. It's a planter in somebody else's yard. Like,
man, I have this really cool 57 Ford station wagon. It's just missing the wagon part. Because somewhere... It's the front of that car.
It's in the front of somebody's yard out in the Midwest, and it has the whole hood has been taken off, and that's a planter. They have all these plants growing out. That's where
it's planter. If you can't remember that website, it's called GoHeartland.com.
Michelle Griffin sent in the following one. Mini Mule, $250 in Salisaw,
Oklahoma.
Glenn. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize that. Okay, the cutest. Salisaw. You want to do this one in your Oklahoma accent?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't think I have an Oklahoma accent, but I'm going to get one.
Is there an Oklahoma accent?
Well, Blake Shelton has one.
All right. The cutest little...
I'll do this.
You want
to
do it?
You want me to do it?
Yeah,
you can do the next one.
No, go ahead.
Just
right after we're done with Lucas, who's having
I don't know where
a meltdown about where his latest toy is, and he can't find it.
It's a floating bed.
All right, he's downloaded 15 games during the show so I can do this show.
And that's going to cost you about $4,000.
Exactly. He goes, this one no cost money. He knows
he's gotten in trouble before.
Yep. All right, Mini Mule 250 in Salisaw, Oklahoma, the cutest little jerk you ever done met. This Mini Mule is probably one of the rudest asses. I don't know what I can say and what I can't. The rudest asses I've ever met. She is 28 inches of terror that'll test you like Khan tested Captain Kirk. She'll pull away. She'll run from you. Stand still and let you catch her. And then by God, she'll do it again. Come and claim this little shh. $! We'll take any reasonable offer, and no, I will not help you catch her. I will not pick up her feet for you, and I will not load her in your trailer. You come and get her, and you're on your own.
That is an extremely honest ad. And all that for $250. We'll take 20 easy payments of $10.99.
I'll pay you $250 to come and get this little monster out of my yard.
Test you like Khan tested Captain Kirk, which you didn't get, but everybody else did.
I got it. I don't do Star Wars.
Jody sent in the following. Paint Horse, $600.
I just got nasty emails for saying that.
Yeah, you did. This is one. Paint Horse, $600. This is one out of my three horses. However, I need to sell one. This is the crappy one that I don't like. No, that wasn't in there. He is a 9-year-old and has papers. He is feisty. However, he's been worked with and will be a good horse once trained, maybe in 10 years. Has been snipped. Well, that's nice to know. Please contact me if interested. $600, but I will take all reasonable offers. You know what? We have a little mini mule that would be a good trade, I think, for you.
He'll be good once somebody invests a year or two and thousands of dollars training
him.
Have
we heard that? How many times? And my question every time is, if you couldn't train him to be a good horse for somebody someday, what makes you think somebody else is going to be able to train him to be a good horse for somebody someday? Just saying.
I don't know.
The next one's kind of long. Do you want to tackle it?
Oh, Lord. This is Miss Honky Tonk Bianca Donk, the world's most useless donkey.
We have a trend here today with donkeys and minis and mules.
Oh, hell, this is in Texas, too. This is Bianca Donk in all her useless glory. She needs a new home that's not here. See, Bianca Donk here was picked up as a guard donkey for bucking stock babies, a cushy job that involves nothing but making sure the baby buckers didn't get eaten. Only small problem is she's afraid of the cattle. So when we put her in with the cattle to do her job, she spent most of her time just running from them. So then we decided to give her another chance and put her in with our bucking ponies. And while she does not fear them, she wasted not a minute in chasing them around while singing us the song of her people. And if you're unfamiliar with the song of a worthless donkey society, it sounds much like the crow stuck in a megaphone, and it's at 4 a.m., and it's not a very pleasant alarm clock. So, yes, I have you ropers covered. She's been so extensively handled in the Pirelli method, she's not afraid of you and your rope. Bianca Donk needs a home, preferably where they don't care that she's absolutely useless, and they really just like the idea of something standing there, wasting their feed, being in their pasture. I would love the opportunity to trade her for a donkey that's a little more crotchety. The type that prefer to sit in the corner sipping old scotch and smoking a cigar while yelling at the damn kids to get off his lawn. That was via Facebook, Chantel. That was fantastic. I don't even know if you could have said Bianca Donk.
I couldn't have, but not the way you did.
Get off my lawn!
Get off my lawn! This one probably wouldn't have been so good at chasing the coyotes away if he was afraid of the cows. So that's
that's funny. Oh,
all right, Lisa Troop sent in the next one. And having done medieval fairs and shows for 12 years, this is perfect. Traveler wench, $150 in Lake County. Bought this 4-ton wench and used it twice before my son gave me a 6-ton wench. Works awesome. Firm price.
I wouldn't have thought the way you thought, but I appreciate the way you think.
Well, that is what a wench is for. So there you go.
Didn't you marry a wench?
I did.
Hey, I'm right here.
She ain't no 4-ton wench. She's one of the 6-tonners. All right.
I didn't say that. Please make a note, everybody, that I did not make that comment.
That means it's better, Glenn. That means it's better.
And she writes your paycheck. So there you go. Don't expect one of those next week.
I'm almost done. All right. AK Smith sent this one in. Y'all put your name on. Draft cross for sale. This is like seriously the most honest, really bad ads we've ever had. The collection of them. Maverick is an 8-year Percheron cross paint. Very athletic horse. Can jump paddock fence from standstill.
Oh, like, that's a good thing.
Broke, but has a very poor work ethic. Very smart, but lacks focus to complete tasks. Gains weight looking at grass. Motivated seller, price very flexible. That is super honest. Very athletic.
I wonder if any of these people sold their horses. It's like, oh my God.
I think they should trade it for the donkey. The donkey should trade for the purse. The purse lady needs to trade for the trailer. And then the trailer can trade for, I don't even know, but the other mini that's looking for a home. The one that said, in search of a mini, I'll trade for anything.
Oh, well, one last one. This will take you into the weekend. This will definitely take you into the weekend. This is from Kate. Now is the time to get ready for spring. No, it's actually fall.
It's a title.
Yeah. A great pile of aged horse manure is now available. Brought to you courtesy of Prince and Bob. They have to be draft horses. It has been snuggled under a blue tarp for the past 2 years. All warm and stinky and full of worms. Same price for any size load, bushel or a pickup truck. 1 bag of carrots per load. If we supply the bag, we charge an additional apple. Come and get it.
Fantastic.
Oh, can you imagine what that's like under the blue tarp for 2 years? Ooh.
Oh, how, like, you lift the...
It's got to be ripe. It's got to be really, really ripe. Well, that's it for this. Wow, what a good batch of ads there, people. Good job. Good job with the ads. And you're all in the running to win the prizes for this month. So I think you're going to have fun with these prizes this month. And we'll pick the winner at the end of the month. Well, that's it. We are out of here for the weekend. If you are a William Fox Pitt fan, then you want to listen to the Eventing Show this week because he was on there talking about his injury and his recovery and how that hasn't gone exactly as he has planned. So you want to check that out. That's on the Eventing Radio Show. And that is out now, right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, that's out.
Right now, this very moment.
Yep, that's out. And they had Tick Maynard on, too, who was somebody that...
Fascinating chat.
Yeah, Tick Maynard's a great guy, and a couple of our listeners wanted to hear from him. So he is on, and he talks about Monty, too, doesn't he, Jamie? Or Jennifer?
Yes. That's Sinead Halpin's husband,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Sinead, so but he talks about Monty, right, Jennifer?
Yes, he talks about how he got started in this in the natural horsemanship biz, in that he takes a slightly different approach to training horses than most eventers, and that he spends a lot of time developing that relationship. And he talks about how Monty influenced that.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. That's really cool. I knew I liked that guy.
So there you go. That's a great show over on Eventing this week. Don't miss it. Check it out. Well, Jamie, you have to go take care of your kid. And we are going to, you're not here Monday and Wednesday, but we'll be talking to you again the following next Friday, right? A week from today.
I'll be here next Friday. Yes. Yep. I'm going to take a little time to my husband has been deployed. And so he's in, I mean, he's deployed all the way to Florida, but whatever. He's still,
I thought I saw him fly over the house yesterday. Jets.
I know, right? So we're going to meet him in Florida and then go visit my mom and spend a couple days with family and not see a horse for a couple days and miss it probably terribly. So that's what you got
to
do.
Well, you have fun. Say hi to the beach.
I wouldn't spend the money to go for Thanksgiving. So the week before Thanksgiving is a lot cheaper to fly.
Like a quarter
and
of the price.
Easier to fly. Yeah, exactly.
So we're, have fun at the beach. I'm sure you'll take a ride over there in Florida. So, enjoy that. Take the little one for a walk.
And thank you.
We have a couple of fill-in guests. Dr. Wendy will be here on Monday. Lisa Wysocki will be back on Wednesday. So we'll have some fun on those days as well. Have a great trip, Jamie.
All right, everybody. Spay, neuter, geld. Right.
We'll see everybody.
And to end my Friday, when my son just came up and said, Mommy, there's poop on the carpet.
Have fun with that.
I don't know whose it is. I guess I'll find out.
You'll find out. Does he have his diaper on?